Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
TJ, I'm Chris Kanye. Do the men in your house or whoever does the landscaping, I don't want to assume, do they get excited when the snow melts and they see all the stuff they get to do? Or are they like, ugh, the plow guy destroyed that patch of grass?
Well, there's a little bit of both. But yesterday, it's funny you asked, because Doug was looking out. He goes, gosh, I can't wait to get out there. Can't wait to get out to his yard. Because he loves, you know, he's taking down branches of trees that line the huge fence that my neighbor put up to keep us out. And he's having fun, sort of. He got half of it done last summer. He's looking forward to get the other.
I think every person responsible for the outside of the house does feel that way now.
Absolutely.
And that's going to wear off quickly, because it's not fun to do. I mean, I don't think it's fun to do. But I'm the same way. I'm under the same spell. Oh man, I can't wait to move that and level that out from last year and this. Anything that happened in the summer, like mid-August on, you probably kicked to this year. You know what I mean?
Well, sadly, I don't know. We give up halfway through the summer.
Okay, so so early August.
Yeah, definitely.
Because you're so sick of doing it, it's so hot, and you might be busy.
Yeah, and you know, at some point, some of your favorite flowers start to die off. The hostas ruin everything. They're the most beautiful things ever up until beginning of August. And then they start withering at the very edges of them. And they shoot up these sprouts that create like purple flowers. And that sprout, just, it's kind of like a hosta's giving you, you know, the finger. That's what it looks like. Like, I'm going to die. I'm going to look crappy. And there's nothing you can do about it.
Isolate that.
No. Do not. Ugh. Anyway, so yeah, at some point, I don't even know. I don't know if you lose interest. I think you feel like your yard has lost interest in you.
Ours is a mess.
You make excuses, though. Yours is a mess. Why?
Well, we definitely went too far with the snowblower.
Mm-hmm.
So the side of the driveway all the way up is tore up. And then you can see where, when we turn around, we've missed the driveway part and hit the yard. Or my husband brings enormous trucks home from work.
Oh, yeah.
Because he has to take it the next day. We have a crash truck. We had one. It's probably on his way to work now. But huge crash truck that he had to back in. Hits most of the grass before he hits the driveway. So it's all tire prints. All tire prints.
Yep.
All the way up both sides of our driveway. So that looks pretty.
Or
but
at
least we cut our flowers down so our flower bed isn't all icky.
If you didn't hire a plow contractor, so you didn't mark your driveway.
Yeah.
So then you hired one just for the daily rate, and he has no idea where your driveway begins or ends.
Right.
That's my situation. The one corner of the approach, as you call it.
Yes. Mm.
It's all just chewed up. Looked like a bomb went off underneath the ground.
It'll be fine. It'll grow back.
It always does.
It'll look beautiful by summer. Don't worry.
Yeah, it always does.
So what is the landscaper in your house, how are they feeling right now? With the snow melting and see all the things that you have to do or can do or can't wait to do, what is the attitude about it? Because, again, I think we're starting to approach that where we're like, all right, we can see our front lawns. We can see the pile of whatever that we had in the backyard from the end of summer. 585-252-9233. We'll take a break, come back on the B. Landscaper in your house, the person who takes care of the outdoors, as the snow is melting and you start to see the workload that is upon you this spring. It's the B Morning Coffee Club. It could be something like uncovering the pool, taking the tarp off the patio furniture. Maybe you have to power wash the deck. There's a ton of things that anybody has to do, no matter what your backyard or front yard looks like, once the snow melts and the weather breaks. And just curious to know if other people are excited to get it done, or if people are smart enough to start to dread it already.
Yeah.
Because that's you either dread it now or you dread it later. Eventually, you dread it. That's why you give up in the middle of the summer and kick it to next year. Now we're here at next year.
Right. Last year, I wrote myself, I'm looking for it. I wrote myself a note about all the placement and the type of new flowers that I bought and I loved and other ones that I saw in other people's yards that I've never heard of and I loved. Now I can't find the note. So I'm such an idiot. Because I wanted them to make sure. I want to make sure they were in my yard this year.
Oh my gosh!
Besides doing that, your plan for retirement is what, Terry?
I'm going to die. I'm going to look crappy, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Wow! Quite
big
the
plans.
Quite the plan.
I'm going to die. I'm going to look crappy, and there's nothing you can do about
again.
It. Completely out of context. I was talking about my hostas at
That's
that
me.
Moment.
Out of context, Chris.
Oh, here it is: flowers for summer, delphiniums. That's what I want. That's the first one I want. Flowers for summer 2023.
Where do the names for flowers come from? Are those Latin or Greek? What I mean, it's always like.
I think so.
I know.
Euphrates and Australopithecus.
What was that one? Australopithecus?
Australopithecus. That's the.
They're all named after Greek
gods.
It's
on Sesame Street.
No, that's the body they discovered where Lucy in the Sky of Diamonds was playing. So they called it Lucy.
Oh, I see.
So,
okay.
They uncovered it, and the Beatles song was on the radio, so they called it Lucy for short.
I thought it was Snuffleupagus.
Really?
Jeopardy
girlfriend.
Question. Yep.
Jeopardy
question. Australopithecus.
I feel like you're making that up. And I'm falling for it because I don't know any better.
I feel like we Google this every 8 months and you're like, oh. And then you move on and just so much poop, says this texter. Yep, a lot of poop to clean up. We talked about that last week.
And sticks and branches everywhere.
Okay.
I want a bunch of wisteria. That's what I've decided. Ooh. You know, I'm going through my...
Let me look.
My British home. I can make my home from 1961 look like...
The what? England 1910?
Yes, an English cottage, right?
Yo, sure.
Just going to take some wisteria.
On a swamp.
The British swamp.
Wisteria.
Wisteria should grow in swamp.
That's very... Oh,
isn't it beautiful?
God.
It's stunning.
You're never going to grow that in Chai Lai. What are you, crazy?
Heck yeah, I will.
No.
You grow anything in Chai Lai.
That's right.
Okay. All right.
You don't know.
Our soil is rich.
That's right.
Unlike our bank accounts.
Okay. Our soil is full of rocks.
What
first
we
of all.
Lack in.
Yes.
What we lack in cash.
See, it's flipped. You have rich bank accounts and bad soil. Poor soil. We have poor bank accounts.
That's right.
And rich soil.
You wisteria.
That's why
wisteria.
You ship it over. That's why you come in and harvest our land and take what's truly ours. Just to put under your gold cobblestone driveways.
Yes! Heated cobblestone.
I was just going to say, heated.
It ain't right. It ain't right. Australopithecus, 3.2 million years ago.
Oh my gosh.
And we discovered it on November 24th, 1974, while Lucy in the Sky of Diamonds was playing on the radio.
Okay.
There's your fun fact, and we'll recap in 8 months. Same exact conversation.
I know.
It'll be new
I'll forget
all over
it in no
again.
Time.
You're like Dory from Finding Nemo.
Random movie reference.
I'm going to die. Okay. Crappy. And there's nothing you can do about it.
Just in case she hasn't reminded.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your
your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.